We have 2 minutes before we start the bris. We'll continue with our limud mishnayis. We're in Maseches Peah. We're in the fourth parak of Maseches Peah, Mishnah Aleph. This parak is discussing, we've discussed up until now, what is chayav in Peah, how much Peah to leave, where you should leave Peah from. The question now is, how do you leave Peah? Mishnah says, Peah nitenes v'mechubar lakarka. One needs to do nothing. Just leave it on the corner as he's harvesting the rest of his field. He could simply leave over the corner at the end, and it is nitan, it is given, by just leaving it connected to the ground. However, that's only talking about by plants that grow in the ground. However, bedalis, ubadeka, so these are trees, either they're talking about vines that grow high up, or they're trees that go high up. Halacha is, balabayis mord machalik laniyim, the balabayis takes it down, and he gives it to the aniyim when they're not mechobar, they're not attached to the tree anymore. The reason for this is because it would be quite dangerous. They would leave it up there on the tree. Then the aniyim are coming to try to get it. There will be a competition between the aniyim, between the poor people, to try to grab the peah. And what would end up happening is that chalila, somebody could fall off the tree and they can be killed. So in such a case, the halach is that the baal bayis takes it down and he puts it into an easily accessible place where the aniyim could grab it. Shimon Amar Af Pachlike, a gozim, the same thing is true by a gozim. They're nuts, walnuts. Again, it's not clear if the reason is because they were very high or the tree was didn't have that much of a rough bark on it, but ultimately it was also dangerous. The Mishnah continues, Afilu Tisha V'Tisha Amrim, L'chalik V'Echad Amar Lovers, if 99% or 99 aniyim say you should actually cut the tevuah, whatever it is you're leaving as peah, and only one says to leave it attached to the ground, halacha is, lazeh shomim, you listen to the one who says to leave it attached to the ground, shomar ka'alacha, because even though he is not holding the majority opinion, most aniyim would rather you cut it down, but since he is correct, lahalacha, we listen to him. The next Mishnah base is a follow-up of this Mishnah, writes, bedalos v'adekel enokein, by trees which are high, it is the opposite. I feel a tisha matisha omrim lovers. Even if 99 of the aniyim say to leave it there, to leave it on the tree, we'll climb up and get it down. V'yachad amar l'chalik, and one ani says, no, please take it down. It's like this will be safe. Halacha is l'zeh shomim. We listen to the one who says to take it down, shomar ka'alacha, for he has stated the proper halacha. And ani mekasha omar, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu.